Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass ihr warm ist, Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Mishal Eishasach, Erbaila Shloisha Chadosh. And we learned earlier that Al Pi Allah, a woman is supposed to wait 3 months after being divorced or after she loses her husband before she gets married. And that's to avoid precisely this problem, being that a woman could be pregnant for 7 months or into the 7th month and 9 months. If you're not going to wait 3 months, we're not going to know for sure who the father is. Is it a 9-month pregnancy from the previous marriage? Or was this baby born to 7 months and the father is the new father, the new husband? That's why you're supposed to wait 3 months. But Lamai said the woman did not wait 3 months. So what happens now? A woman did not wait 3 months after being divorced or becoming an almana from her husband. V'niseis v'yalda. She gets married. And exactly what we were worried about happens. She gives birth. In this case, she gives birth to a boy 7 months after her second marriage. So now, v'ein yidua, we don't know. Im ben tisha l'risha. Im ben shiva l'achron. We don't know if this child is really a 9-month child and the father is the first husband, or it was a 7-month pregnancy and the father is the second husband. Now, besides for this child, we don't know who the father is. Zakta Mishnah, Hoyila banim in her rishain ubanim in Hashem. She had sons from the first husband and sons from the second husband. Now, this mother that didn't wait 3 months, let's again picture what's going on. Okay, this mother that didn't wait 3 months has a son from her first husband. She also eventually had a son from the second husband. How many children does this mother have? 3. She has a for sure son from the first husband, a for sure son from the second husband, and this one son in the middle, I don't know. So what we know about these 3 brothers is they all have the same mother. And as far as the middle son is concerned, he has a brother, but he's not sure who the brother is. Is it the son of the second husband or the son of the first husband? So now this son, who does not know who his father is and doesn't know which of the 2 are his brothers, he gets married and dies without children. So the son of the second husband, son of the first husband, they come and they say, what should we do? So we're going to tell them, Cholzin v'loy miyavnin. One of the sons from each husband should do chalitza, but no yivum. Wait a second, I don't understand. Why can't he do yivum imanavshach? If it's his brother's wife, very good. If it's not his brother's wife, so why can't he marry her? The answer is because they have the same mother. It's for sure his brother's wife. They for sure have the same mother. The shaila is, do they have the same father? If they have the same father, there's a mitzvah of yivam. If they don't have the same father, there's no mitzvah of yivam. And she is an erva. She's a eshes ach, a brother's wife. So therefore, chaltsin, one of the sons of each husband, should do chalitza with her, v'loy miyamin, and no yivam. V'chein hu lehem. Let's say it's the other way around. The sons of one of the husbands, either the son of the first husband or the son of the second husband, meaning to say that we know for sure he's the son of the first husband or the son of the second husband, got married and died without children. So this middle son, who doesn't know who his father is, chalitza is necessary. Because this may be your brother's wife with a common father. But we can't have yivam. Because if the 2 of you don't have the same father, l'maisa, you do have the same mother. She's an eshes ach. Now the Mishnah gives us another case. Same situation. The mother got married before 3 months. She has a baby. She does not know who the father of this baby is. But in this case, says the Mishnah, hoya le'achim in harisha. There were other brothers from the first father, but not through the same mother. The Achim and Hashem, they were brothers from the second husband. But again, Shaloi Mi'oseyim, they don't have a common mother. Both the first husband and the second husband had a son from a different wife. So now this is something else. Now what's our suffix? In the previous case, we knew for sure they're brothers. The question is only brothers through mother and father or only mother. Now it's a Shaila of same father or stranger. That's the case. So who? This brother who doesn't know who his father is. Choyleitzu miyavein. He can do either chalitza or yivum. Memanavshach. If this is his brother, if they do have the same father, good, that's the mitzvah of Yivam. And if not, so not the same father, not the same mother, she's a total stranger. She's mutter to him. One thing is, we have to be careful here, how we touch the words. Hu chaylet semayab. The son whose father is unknown to us, we don't know who his father is. He can do either chalitza or yivam with any of the almanis. They're all mutter to him, either as a brother's wife with a mitzvah of yivam, or as a total stranger. V'heim, let's say it's the other way around, these two brothers. And again, quick chazar on the case over here. We have a middle son, does not know who his father is. His mother got married before 3 months. Is he a son of the first husband or a son of the second husband? The first husband has a son from a different marriage, no common mother. The second husband has a son from a different marriage, no common mother. Now, the son who doesn't know who his father is, he's the one that got married and died without a child. What can these two brothers do now? Echad chaylitz v'echad meyavim. One of them has to chalitza with the widow. And the son of the other husband can be meyavim. Doesn't make a difference who. Either the son of the first husband or the son of the second husband. One of them has to start with chalitza. And the chalitza can be followed by yivam. If this is his yivama, good, he's mekayim the mitzvah. If not, fine, he's allowed to marry her. But what if she's a yivama l'shuk? What if she's tied to the other brother? Well, the other brother gave her chalitza. We solved that problem. Okay, so we have here a case of a woman that did not wait the 3 months. As a result, we don't know if the baby that was born was a 9-month baby to the first husband or a 2-month baby to the second husband. In this case, there were other brothers. Both from the first and second husband, there are other brothers, and it's all the same mother. So in other words, this boy that's born over here does not know who his father is, but he knows who his mother is. He also knows that he has two brothers from his mother's side. He just doesn't know which is the brother from his father's side. Now, the child whose father is unknown grows up, he gets married, he dies without children. We have to deal with Yivam and Chalitza for his wife. Both are his brothers from the mother's side. One is a brother from the father's side. Yivam is only with a brother from the father's side. And that's why Yivam is not an option here. Chalitza v'lemi Yavmin. One of the sons of each husband has to Chalitza. There's definitely one Yavim over here. We just don't know which one it is. But neither of them can do Yivam. Because if this is your brother with a common mother but not a common father, she's an Eshesach. Then the Mishnah said, V'chein hulahem, in other words, the other way around. One of the known sons got married and died without a child. So the child who doesn't know who his father is also chaylitz v'loy miyavim. Any one of them may be osit to him. Anyone could be the wife of his brother with a common mother. And for that, there's just an Isra Eshesach. There is no mitzvah of Yivam. Then we had another case in the Mishnah. Same thing. Mother got married too early, so the son, we don't know if it's the son of the first husband or second husband. Both the first and second husband have other sons, but from a different mother. So in the previous case, the shaila was brother from father and mother, or brother just a mother. Here the shaila is brother with the same father or stranger. That makes it easier. If one of these brothers dies without children, the son who doesn't know who his father is can do either chalitza or yivam. Either way, he's okay. If this happens to be his brother's wife with the same father, so fine, that's the mitzvah of yivam. If not, as long as they don't have a common mother, she's a stranger. Now, if the unknown father child, if he's the one that got married and died without children, so with the other brothers, one has to have to give. So with the other brothers, one gives chalitza and the other is miyavim. We need chalitza because she may be a yavama to the other brother, but once there's chalitza, the next brother can be miyavim. Either this is Taka, his Yavama, or she's a stranger. Either way, you would not be over any aveira, so why not take a chance and possibly fulfill a mitzvah?